Oh, hello there, sir.
Welcome to my monster brothel, where we cater to customers who are looking for a more than ordinary experience with a woman.
I don't think I've seen you here before, and I remember the face of every man I see. This is your first time coming here, isn't it? No need to get embarrassed. Everyone has to have their first time at a brothel at some point. No shame in that. Why, yes, I am a succubus. What gave it away? My horns? My swishing tail? My wings? I'm just teasing you, sir. There's no need to be embarrassed about any desires or thoughts in my brothel. Here, as I said, we cater to every kind of taste and desire you could imagine. No matter how deprived they may be considered outside these doors, nothing is off-limit inside. So, what kind of experience were you looking for here? What kind of girl would you be interested in? How much sexual ex- Oh. Say, sir, I hope it isn't too proddy for me to ask, but are you perhaps a virgin? Well, succubus are just kind of able to sense and smell the level of sexual experience in a man, and you happen to have a very fresh scent on you. Am I right in assuming so? Come on now, no need to be shy in admitting it. I see, so you are. Well, we have plenty of girls here who would be perfect for a first-timer like yourself. So if you follow me, I'll go get my book that has all the different girls who are available right now. All you have to do is point out to the one you like. I'll send you to their room, and she should be there to join you shortly after. So if you just follow me down the hall. You know, you don't need to pretend not to look at me. Do you think I wear this revealing lingerie because I don't want people to look at me? I wear it because I get wet when people stare at my breasts and ass. So, if you're acting like you're trying not to look at me, it's actually getting me really wet. Oh, you stud! Are you sure you really are a virgin? Getting a succubus wet by just looking at her. Now here we are. So, as you can see from this book, we have categorized all the different types of girls we have into different sections, based on their experience and expertise, along with pictures of each of them. So, what type of girl are you looking for? A werewolf? A harpy? A slime girl? We have just about every kind of girl you can think of here. I even have a ghost girl who can possess you and combine her orgasm with your own. Oh, a succubus. We absolutely have a list of different succubi to choose from, and I can point out a few who would absolutely love to get their hands on a cute and delicious virgin such as yourself. And I don't mean to displace favoritism, but there truly aren't any other type of girls in the world who can fuck and suck like a succubus can. So, which of these would you like to choose? Do you prefer an older, big-breasted MILF type of succubus, or perhaps one more on the smaller and younger side? See anyone who catches your attention? Or, with the way you keep glancing at me, would you like to choose me? The brothel owner herself can be your escort. Oh, I was only teasing. But was I perhaps right? Would you actually prefer me? I'm sorry, sir. Though I am a succubus and I do run this place, I usually make it a policy not to sleep with the customers myself. Oh. Please don't look so disappointed. It just makes you look so much cuter. Okay.
Why don't you head upstairs to your room? Room 24. Just wait there, and I'll see what I can do. It might be a bit of an extra wait, so just be a bit patient and enjoy some of the refreshments that are laid out there, okay? Also, you'll find a very soft robe hanging on the back of the door. If you wouldn't mind slipping out of your street clothes and into that in the meantime, it would be so much comfortable for you, I think. All right, off you go, darling. Hello, it's me. Sorry for the wait. Oh, nice and comfortable on the bed already. And I see that robe fits you comfortably as well. I had to freshen up a bit and change into a robe myself. So, this really isn't something I ever normally do, just so you know. But we do pride ourselves on having outstanding satisfaction with our customers, and... well, I don't know. I suppose I just found you particularly cute and enticing. So, just for tonight, I will indulge both you and myself and do it. I'll be the one taking your virginity. So, just how much experience have you had with a girl? Outside sex, of course. I see. That really isn't much. Well, why don't I dim the lights a bit and light a few candles? I can tell you're nervous, and I want this first experience to be as nice and enjoyable for you as possible. I sense you are quite attracted to me, but also sense something else. Do I make you nervous? Is it because I'm a succubus? Or because I have so much experience when it comes to matters such as this? I see. Well, though I have slept with more men and women than I can count, as all succubi have, one thing you should understand is that, as a succubus, I view every time I have sex as almost the first time for me. If it's performance or impressing me that you're worried, then you needn't worry about it. I plan to view this experience with you as just experiencing it with you and you alone. Not with those I've ever had before. Besides, I'll be guiding you through it, every step of the way. Now then, I'll just go ahead and remove my robe right now. You look pleased with what you see. Do you enjoy my naked form? I'll admit, when you came here and couldn't take your eyes off me, it got me more wet than normal, with the way you were pretending to not look. So now, I'll just slowly wake my way up to the bed, until I'm straddling you, just like this. Enjoying the view from down there. My breasts are quite nice looking, aren't they? Did you know that the breasts of a succubi always remain perky? Her pussies are always tight. No one knows how to use their mouth as well as a succubus can either. Men have said our mouths feel just as good as our pussies, and that our suction is unreal. And whenever my tail starts switching around like this, it means I am very, very excited. I'm sure you can tell. Can you feel it? The heat of my pussy going through your robe. The wetness. We succubi are far hotter inside compared to human girls as well. I can already feel you hardening up against me. That's good. Nothing turns me on more than a man getting excited from my charm. Well, no need to lay there with your arms at your side. Touch me. Feel me. Starting with my hips, I can tell you like them. enjoying how wide they feel, and how soft and smooth my skin feels. I'm sure this is the first time you're really getting to touch a woman this much. Surprised at how soft we are, compared to you. My breasts. Of course you may touch them, grab them, and knead them as much as you'd like. And no need to worry about being gentle. I can assure you that we succubi are very hard to break. Yes. Knead them in your hand. Just like that. Explore me. They are quite soft and squishy, aren't they? And I can't believe it, but you're already starting to make my nipples go hard. Yes, you are. Feel them yourself. Try rolling them at the ends of your fingers. Yes, just like that. Goodness. If I must be honest with you, no one has ever gotten my nipples this hard so quickly before, and I can't remember the last time I was given goosebumps. Oh, I so want to show you what else there is to experience. But first, I think you deserve a little education with kissing, so I'll just lean over you like this. Take your adorable face in my hands. Now just try and follow the rhythm my mouth moves at. My, you're actually quite good at that. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that you've had a lot of practice. Pushing your tongue into my mouth certainly took my breath away. Now, I'm just going to open the front of your robes a bit. And, oh my, a handsome-looking chest, and now I'm going to start kissing my way down. I love those little sighs you're making. Do you like the way my lips feel on your chest? I certainly love the way your chest feels against my lips. You seem to be pitching quite a tent now. So I'm just going to open your robes and give it some air. Oh, this is quite an impressive cock. To think you've been hiding this inside your robe all this time. Well, since you're still so new to all of this, I think I'm going to start with a blowjob for now. If that's okay with you. The night is still very young, and you have me the entire time. Good. And don't worry about me. For a succubus, drinking down cum gives us almost as much sexual pleasure as having an orgasm itself. But I can't have you coming too soon, so just as a precaution, I'm going to take my tail and wrap it around the base of your cock, just like this. That should help make your cock behave. I can tell how badly you want it. If I just lay down and blow on it. And breathe down on it. Feeling my hot breath run all the way down your cock. Turning into a tickling breeze on your belly. It just makes you ache to be taken into my mouth, doesn't it? You are so adorable. Alright, I won't make you wait any longer. So, I'll just start with some soft kisses. Right on the head. I don't know if it's because you're just an adorable virgin, but your pre-cum is some of the sweetest I think I've ever tasted. I am very serious, darling. And now, I want to get a better taste because I can't wait any longer. Oh, darling, your cock tastes so good. I honestly can't remember the last time I've tasted a cock this good before. The smell, the taste, it's all just so delicious. And look at you, making such adorable little noises and moving around. It's a good thing my tail is wrapped around your cock. You may have come already, and I can't have that. No. I want the pressure and longing to build up, so that when you finally explode, you'll absolutely give me as much cum as you possibly can, and I'll get the satisfaction of drinking down every drop while I watch you writhe in the bed in pleasure. The way you let out that sigh and shiver every time I twirl my tongue around the head of your cock like this. It's so cute. Are you enjoying your very first blowjob? I can tell you are right now. No human woman would ever be able to make you feel this good with just her mouth. Only a succubus. Specifically, only a succubus like me could ever be able to be this good with her mouth. Now I'm going to take you even deeper into my throat. So hold on, darling. Well, that was fun. It's been a long time since I've been that enthusiastic about deep-throating a cock, and I must say, the effect you have on me is rather perplexing. Well, no matter. I can tell your cock is on the verge of exploding. So hard and swollen. So I'll show you mercy and finally unwrap my tail from the base of your poor cock. And I'm going to take you back into my mouth again. Mm. But I want you to come harder than you ever have in your life. Just shoot that cum into my mouth whenever you're ready. I'm ready for every drop of it. I want every drop of it. Darling, I must commend you. Out of all the different ones I've tasted, your cock and your cum are by far one of the sweetest. Oh, and the way you were thrashing around as I drank down every drop was just about the cutest thing I've ever seen. I am so happy I bent the rules so that I could just take care of you myself. If I had ever let one of my other girls do it, and later found out just how sweet you tasted and how cute you were, I never would have forgiven myself. Well, I'll just lay myself down right here next to you while you ride the high down. And then, once you're ready, I have a little trick unique to succubi that will help shorten that pesky refractory period of yours. Because I've gotten a taste of you, I find myself having only my appetite wet. I honestly have never wanted a man more than I have you in any recent memory. And I don't think I'll be satisfied until I've completely taken your virginity for my own. I gave you your first blowjob, but it's not enough. It's not nearly enough. Don't you even worry about the cost, because I don't plan to charge you for any of this. Oh no, this isn't about business. This is just about pleasure. And me getting what I want. Giving you what you need. And it's going to take most of the night at least. So, my darling, prepare yourself for round 2.